Remember last month I spoke to the American film producer Adam Schroeder. Adam is a man who's been involved in films like Clueless, The First Wives Club, Ransom, Zoolander and The Truman Show. Films that have been nominated, films that have been nominated for a string of awards and which have taken more than $2 billion at the box office. Adam was one of the judges for the Heath Ledger Scholarship. Heath, as you know, was one of the great young Australian actors, and sadly, he was lost to us more than 7 years ago. But his name and memory live on in the scholarship, which was founded by Heath's father, Kim, and an organisation called AIF, Australians in Film. The aim is to foster the education and career development of young Australian actors in the United States. Last year's winner was Cody Fearn, and he said the opportunities and support offered through the Heath Ledger Scholarship have been truly life-changing. Well, the 2015 winner has just been announced. His name is Matt Levett, and he's a 31-year-old man from Los Angeles, and he's on the line. Matt, good morning.
G'day, Alan. How's it going?
I'm well. A Sydney boy.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What did you?
Long way from home.
But are you doing well? That's the key.
Oh, I'm doing very well. It's such a great honour, and I'm so grateful to the Ledger family and Australians in Film for.
It's wonderful.
You know,
I read a piece which said that you always knew you wanted to be an actor, and it started in the backyard of the family home. He said, when I was very young, my older brother Simon would direct these plays for the neighbourhood. He'd put on these great musical circuses where all the kids would come to our place and play various roles. I was always stuck playing the lion, and he was always the ringleader, so I actually never got to say much, just roared, really. I was really good at roaring.
That's right. Everyone has to start somewhere.
You do. But you said, I never thought I'd be crazy enough to make a career out of high school musicals.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can obviously sing a bit.
Well, yeah, that's probably not my specialty now.
At 23, you were accepted to Whopper. There are so many outstanding graduates from that, aren't they? The West Australian Academy of Performing Arts.
Oh, that's right. I mean, my time at Whopper was one of the best times of my life. That school taught me so much, and it nurtures so much talent.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
a lot of that talent comes over to, you know, obviously over to the East Coast, and then, you know, eventually over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to speak to Patrice Tepokai, who was one of the stars of Les Mis. Five of the lead roles went to Whopper, and 10 members of the ensemble.
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah, hell of a success race. Now, once you left Whopper, then was it hard work?
Oh, look, you know, as with most actors, it's sort of up and down, you know. Like, it took a while to establish myself. I was doing, you know, I did a few jobs here and there with, you know, long periods of unemployment and trying to get work. And it took a while to actually crack those first big projects, you know. It's the perseverance, you know, and you have to have the ability to stay in the game. And actually, I think that's what Whopper gives you. It actually gives you that sort of discipline.
Fantastic.
To stay in the game.
Yeah, you did All Saints, you did a bit of Home and Away, you did Rescue Special Ops, and then A Place to Call Home for two seasons, and then you appeared in the remake of The Devil's Playground, which came out last year, starring Simon Burke, a wonderful, an ornament to the industry. But this scholarship takes you now in a different direction again, doesn't it? What will you be doing with this?
Oh, well, look, I think this scholarship sort of opens the door. It's a real foot in the door, an opportunity to establish yourself in the United States and sort of help with the transition there. And obviously, there's a lot of exposure. I think that the plan is just to sort of ride the wave, see how we go. I'm going to spend a bit more time in the U.S. and just see how it goes. The one thing about being an actor is you really have control over which way your life goes. So you just got to go with it.
So just for the benefit of my listeners, what Matt has won is a $10,000 cash fund and a 2-year scholarship to the Stella Adler Academy of Acting in Theatre in Los Angeles. What do you know about that academy, Matt?
Oh, it's so well established, and I remember hearing about it when I was a young actor, and it always seemed so far away. So to be able to go there, for 2 years, It's a real privilege.
So you went, and we've got to give Virgin a wrap here, because you flew to Los Angeles with Virgin Airlines for the announcement. So when were you told that you were the scholarship winner?
I was told like the night before by Kim, Kim Ledger, he's dad. He gave me a buzz and told me that I had won. And to tell you the truth, I spent so much time convincing myself that it wasn't me, that I didn't quite believe him. So I was a little stuck for words.
Lovely
but he's
stuff.
A generous man, a very generous, loving man. And he offered his support to me. So I didn't get to meet him in person, so I'd love to do that someday soon.
Well, you'll be coming back soon before you go back to take up the scholarship. Just one final question. What role, you think about this, what role is out there that one day you say I'd like to play?
Oh, that's a really tough one, you know. That's a really tough one. I think you've got to look at the scripts. It's any script that sort of jumps off the page for you, you know, is something that I want to play. I mean, I look at Heath's career, especially those later roles, and they're the types of dream roles that I'd love to play.
Well, you've caught the train, you're on the train, and who cares what destination it goes to? I'm sure it'll be one which gives you tremendous success. I'm sure we'll catch up somewhere down the track, Matt, but congratulations anyway.
Thank you so much, Alan.
There he is. Matt Levette, the winner of the Heath Ledger Scholarship. And for more information, you can go to australiansinfilm.org.